Okay, the first thing I'd like to do is call the meeting to order, and we start with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And I should add, this is a Tuesday, August 13, 2019, City Council meeting of York. Roll call, please.
Koch?
Here.
Transier?
Here.
Milshewski?
Here.
Plocher?
Here.
Bunkhauser?
Here.
Frieders?
Nay.
Terulis?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
We have a quorum.
So, is Mr. Frieders not allowed to vote?
Feels like that.
Okay. We have the agenda in front of us. Are there any changes? Seeing none, we'll move on. First thing we have is a presentation, a certificate of appreciation for retiring Chief of Police Rich Hart. Did he leave already?
Nope.
Oh. No, he's right there. He told me.
I'm going.
They all blend in together tonight. Okay, so this one here, a little more words. Same thing. The mayor of the city council of the United City of York will present this certificate to Richard T. What's a T for?
Thomas
Hart. Like your son. Makes sense. With our deepest gratitude for his many hours of service, leadership, and commitment to the Yorkville community from July 1992 through August 2019, and for all of his contributions and achievements as police chief of the United City of Yorkville, congratulations. This 13th day of August 2019. Sixth grade. So right when you took off and skipped town, Jim stepped in. It's a nice, smooth transition. Same thing. You know, you're taking off, and now Jim's transitioning in. So one other thing I wanted to say, well, two other things. So I was talking to Pam, and Pam, you were worried your son was going to be here because he had tryouts. How did the tryouts go?
Great.
Excellent. Good. Thank you. And I told her, I said, listen, once they get done, he can speed over here because there's no damn cops out in the streets. I used to kid, if you ever wanted to rob a bank in Newark, there's one bank, you go when there's a basketball game because everyone in town's there. This reminds me of the same thing here. So, anyway, enough of that nonsense. Let's get the real business.
No, we have to do the motion to appoint.
Oh, we have to do the motion to appoint.
We have to have a motion and a vote.
I'm screwing this up. Okay.
Present.
For the reading, too? Oh, okay, well, good. I'm really getting corrected right now. I'll remember this 12 years from now if I have to do another one.
Well,
That's what he said. He wants 12 years.
Okay,
so I guess I need a motion.
Do you need a motion to appoint Jim Johnson as our police chief?
So,
thank you, Mr. Fong. Thank you, Mrs. Milshewski. Okay, any discussion on the appointment? I'm sorry, I was trying to skip the council. You're already worried about that, I know. But, okay, is there? There's a motion, second. Any discussion? All in favor? Signify by aye. Do we need a roll call?
I think the vote can be taken by voice.
Okay,
yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now, so there's some former chiefs here from Yorkville. There's, I think, three or four of them. They want to step forward? Where are they?
Come on, Ron. Oh.
After me.
I, James Jensen.
Having been appointed to the Chief of Police.
Having been appointed to the Chief of Police.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the County of Kendall aforesaid.
In the County of Kendall aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Chief of Police.
Of the office of Chief of Police.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
One more. According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Thank you. something now I forgot to say with all your friends and family here. But, yeah, you know, it can be on the record. So, Jim, obviously, I've known Jim a long time. But after I first got elected, he told me, he says, I'd like to be the chief someday. He says, I'm not trying to chase South Ridge or anything. He said, I'd really like to be the chief someday. And I've known Jim a long time and knew he had a great career and heard great things about him. And I flat out asked him, I said, well, should I offer you the position when it's available without interviewing anyone? And he said, no, you should go through the interview process. And so I thought, okay, that's fair, when the time came. And when I talked to him, I knew it was coming up soon because Rich and I had been talking. But sure enough, Jim, you're absolutely right. I went through the interview process, and we had 37 or 38 candidates, and probably 15 or 20 of them were retired chiefs or current chiefs. And went through at the end, and there were some real good people, and in the end, Jim was absolutely the right person. So, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Okay, now on to the contract or the Chief Police Employment Agreement. We have in your packet the agreement. I think we've discussed it before. I'm looking for a motion to approve the agreement as presented.
So moved.
By Mr. Cope and second by Mr. Funkhauser. Is there any discussion on the motion? Yes, please.
We talked about making a motion to table.
Is that a motion? It died for lack of a second?
Yeah, we had discussed it. I'm not sure what we're going to do.
I thought it died for lack of a second. But okay, this one does require a roll call vote, please.
Transier.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much, and officially congratulations, Jim. Thank you. Okay, public hearings. Are there public hearings? None. Citizen comments on agenda items. Do we have any citizen comments on the agenda? No consent agenda. We have minutes for approval from the regular City Council meeting July 23rd, 2019. Is there a motion to approve? I heard Mr. Trandier, second by Oshuski. Any discussion changes? All in favor, signify by aye. Aye.
Aye.
Oops, I don't vote, sorry. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item we have is bills for payments. We have bills totaling. Now we're getting down to the end of the fiscal year 19 vendors. Would this be the last bunch?
Yeah.
Because we're doing the audit. I would hope they don't turn in bills from last year after the audit. Okay, thank you. So we have fiscal year 19, $95.60. Fiscal year 20, $572,168.97. $62,515.08 in wire payments. $296,230.73 for the payroll ending 7/26 for a total of $931,010.38. Is there a motion to approve?
So.
Okay. Funkhauser, Cope, thank you. We'll do a roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, on to page two, like Paul Harvey would say. We have the East Orange Street Water Main improvements under the mayor's report. Could we have a motion and a second? Let me read the motion. To approve the expansion of the East Orange Street Water Main Improvement Project to include the full width removal and replacement of the pavement west of Mill Street in a cost not to exceed $65,000.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Was that Plocher for second?
That's first.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you. Frieders and Plocher. Okay. And if we could just get a brief explanation of this.
We start the removal and replacement of the East Orange Street water main and pavement above the water main. Originally, we had proposed, and it was approved, to only replace about half of the street width for an area generally east of 47 to about mid-block. When we dug up that half of the street, we found that the pavement that was on the remaining half was much worse than we expected. So we recommend a complete removal and replacement of the other half of the street. So this is a water fund-related expense. It can be coded under there since we have some projects that are being deferred in future years while we recalibrate our water system.
questions? Mr. Funkhauser?
I'm okay with the resurfacing project here, but when we talk about how we're funding this, we're talking about the Prairie View 12-7 rehab, 165. Can we go into that just a little bit more?
Sure.
I mean, if we want to do it later, but that kind of concerns me that we're putting off.
It will be rescheduled for next year. Preventative maintenance is not a requirement. So what we do is we pull the pump and check the pump and check the holes. So it's kind of like a doctor's visit checkup. But we don't have right now a full-time backup generator at the industry booster station. And that is a concern for us if we do have to transfer water from the central tower here, Tower Lane, to the south side without that booster. It's not possible. You'll end up having taking water out of the inside tower.
And that's what, you know, we talked about this, having a generator we put this in place.
Correct.
We're still moving forward with that project. We're just
that's the 07 generator. Beaver Street generator is slated for next year.
Okay. So we're still on track with that one.
Correct.
This one we're just gonna defer to you. Okay. As long as we're still moving forward getting that generator.
We are. Yep. And we would just feel more comfortable and friend with these guys and their water people is a wonderful.
Any further questions? Mr. Plotcher, step out of the room. Roll call, please.
Plotcher? Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Wilshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chrulis?
Aye.
Chanzier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And the next item, I'm going to have our attorney explain this, but could we get a motion to approve a resolution for a public road crossing license agreement for Hoover Drive?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Chanzier and Mr. Frieders? Thank you very much. Could you please explain this to us?
This is the last document the City Council will be asked to review in connection with the Hoover Forest Preserve. As you may recall, 3 years ago, we agreed to help the Forest Preserve by taking title, which is basic title, to the property to allow the Forest Preserve to get a grant from IDOT to create a safe crossing with sirens and lights, etc., and gates, and noise. We went through a whole process for permission, had to appear before the Illinois Commerce Commission, had a full hearing and petition. 3 years later, we are finally down to what is before you tonight, and it is a final agreement between City of Yorkville, Forest Preserve District, and the railroad, allowing the Forest Preserve District to use it. With the terms of this agreement, absolutely remove any liability from the city in any way connected with this operation. We are only there in title only so that the Forest Preserve is eligible for the IDOT grant.
Awesome.
It's
thank
done.
You. Thank you for the explanation. Questions, comments?
Is there a time frame when the improvements are going to be started?
They are completed.
Okay.
They are completed, which is interesting because we've been waiting for this agreement, as our city clerk can tell us, for several months, thinking they would require this before they finish the improvements. But I was wrong. State of Illinois has it not existed.
Other questions? Do a roll call, please.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Wilshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chrulis?
Aye.
Chanzier?
Aye.
Plotcher?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. So, I have nothing else under Mayor's report. Joel, do you want to report on your event at this point?
What do you mean? Economic development?
No, I mean your event for your subdivision.
Oh, sure. Coming up on August 24th, next Saturday, we have the Run the Whispers second annual 5K in my neighborhood. If you are unaware of the progress of the Whispering Meadows subdivision, we got brand new roads last year. My neighbors decided to throw a party to celebrate the new roads, and in doing so, they're also raising money for two organizations that I'm pretty proud to work with, Suicide Prevention Services in Batavia and Hope for the Day out of Chicago. Our event is sponsored by South Pank Original Barbecue and Heartland Beverage. We will have food, we will have drink, we will have a dunk tank. You can dunk your least favorite alderman. And you can also help us raise money for Hope for the Day, mental health education, and suicide prevention resources. If you have any questions, you can check out runthewhispers.com, email me or call me personally, and I'll see you there. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, actually, nothing else there in the mayor's report. Public Works Committee, anything you want to talk about? No? Okay, EDC.
I would like to make a motion to authorize the staff to issue an invitation to bid for the downtown landscape building project.
Second by the Freeders. Anyone want to give a little explanation to those who aren't familiar with this?
Yeah, this is a project currently budgeted out of downtown TIP 2, I think TIP 1 as well. This is an RFP only, so we're going to go out to bid for a concept plan for landscaping of the courthouse hill, which the city council would have reviewed last year at some point. We'll see the bids hopefully through the next several weeks, review them at that time to figure out if it's a project that we think we can afford and still want to move forward with.
Any questions? Comments? Roll call, please.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
We would like to make a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding regarding bike sharing services between King County Division of Transportation and the city, and
offer
is
the
mayor
Jones.
Second. I heard Seaver over there. Yes, for the second. Thank you, Seaver. And this one, Chrissy, you explained this pretty well at our staff meeting. Can you unexplain this one, please?
So, King County has asked us to, in essence, provide support for the memorandum of understanding for a bike sharing program. We're not obligating ourselves to be part of the program. It's just to say that we're in support of Maine and Hunter County areas looking into a bike sharing program, potential locations for those bikes.
Any questions?
Just a quick comment. We've only had that shared use path on 34 open for maybe about a week and a half, 2 weeks. I've seen more people on that path than I've seen on Kennedy, and I've seen a lot of people on Kennedy. Yeah. So if we get this bike sharing thing and it makes sense for it's a business owner, it's a sponsor one, I can guarantee that I will test out the fact that I might be able to drive from Yorkville to my job in Aurora without ever stepping foot in a roadway and getting killed. So I think that's pretty darn cool. So I think this comes at an opportune time. Absolutely. I'm not asking you to follow me and knock me over, but I'm just letting you
know. No, I was just wondering, are you physically fit enough?
Yeah. I believe that I am.
Okay, good. Excellent. Any other conference questions? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay, Public Safety Committee report. Nothing. Admin Committee report.
No report.
Park Board. Could I get a motion to approve the resolution authorizing application for an OSLAD grant for the development of Beecher Park and authorize Mayor and City Clerk to execute?
So moved.
Second.
I heard Frieders and Milshewski. Is that correct? Or did I hear someone else? Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, Jason. Oh, no, you're right. I heard Jason. I'm sorry. No, I'm trying to get everyone involved here. I'm trying to be inclusive. This is inclusive democracy, or representative republic, I guess is what I've read. So I'm going to try to explain this the best I can, and I might need to bail. But this is for a $437,700 grant, correct?
Yes, sir.
I got that much right. Thank you, Director. And we're kicking in 60 grand of leftover money from Bristol Bay. We had some monies from Bristol Bay, and we've got our projects done there. We have 75 grand of land and cash, and we have 90 grand of, they call it forced labor, right?
Yes, it's just staff.
Yeah, in-house staffing. But they call it forced labor. That's part of the grant. So and this is for Beecher Park right over here to do some nice new improvements. And Tim, if you want to explain those improvements, I don't have those memorized.
Yeah, no, so we just had an opportunity, obviously, to point to know that the Bristol Bay grant completed, you get the reimbursement funds back. We had $120,000 in residual value left over from that that we had to use in the next grant cycle, which is right now. And with staff doing the playground checks in the spring, they started to realize that the Beecher playground is deteriorating much faster than anticipated. It's going to have to be replaced soon. So when working with the park board, we thought this would be a great opportunity to do some redevelopment over there. Added a playground, put some pickleball courts, and put in a walking path and highlights going around the entire park area. So that's what we'll continue.
And you would hope to have an answer by when, did you say?
Ideally, we'd like to have it next year, but in the grant, we're looking at it. Potentially, if we get approved, we're looking at getting a grant approval probably in March and April of next year, and then hopefully finishing it. Doing the construction work by the end of next summer, next fall, and getting all the actual paperwork in and filing
here.
So it'd be a 2-year process.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Mr. Funkhauser has one. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Freeman's first.
If anybody has kids in baseball or attends hometown days, you'll know that this playground gets used and abused like you wouldn't imagine. Also, one of the main complaints that I've always had about hometown days is the fact that if, in fact, it does rain, there are no walking paths around the area. So the inclusion of a walking path makes me super excited. The only thing that I was concerned about was with the addition of the pickleball courts and the bocce courts that we would lose a place for the t-ball games, but I know that we have extra areas over at Bristol, and we've got the area right in front of the Beecher Center. But I think what we need to keep in mind is that for people that aren't from the area that attend hometown days, this is right where they walk past. So if it's something that we want to wait till it deteriorates and falls apart, we'd probably be paying more than we would if we had to kick any money in on the grant. So sometimes we get grants and it's like, hurry, 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 make a decision. This is one where there's been enough conversation about the area and about what improvements we can afford ourselves, but what we kind of have to do for preventative maintenance. That playground is falling apart. So just because it's one of our focal points during our largest festival, I think we should basically pay attention to Tim and his team and let them run forward with this grant.
Yeah, and one of the things is you know, it's a point system. So unfortunately, it's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing for the city is that we have more playgrounds than really what the state or even the national average is. So we're not going to score very high with that. So you have to add things that's going to be unique. The pickleball court is going to be something unique to them that we don't have in this community. It's also allows us to kind of tie in with the senior service center there. It's one of the things that our older park board member has been kind of asking for is to put in the pickleball court. So it kind of helps out when we're there and helps support the points watching. So you got to sometimes add those things to help with the grant needing approval.
Yeah. When you say older park board members, more senior ones and yeah. Age or service?
It's just Stanley.
So would Amy qualify for that?
She would not.
No.
Okay. Any other, Mr. Funkhauser?
Yeah, I had two comments. I guess there's three. The one was addressed by Joel, which was the T-ball thing. So we need to readdress that.
And there's plenty of places. I mean, it's not the only one necessarily from there. We have a lot of open fields throughout Northville to run a T-ball thing. We've talked about that as a staff.
As long as they've got a place that's good, I don't want to displace one for another. The new playground is actually good. It looks like we're going to take out the old one and do something different with that space. We're just shifting it from one space.
Yeah, around. So I mean, Scott's been working on it, shifting it around. Some of it's making it easier for his staff to do maintenance work. I mean, it kind of gets difficult over there trying to load certain areas. So we're going to move things around.
And you're going to keep all of the salvageable parts you can from the existing playground? Or?
Yeah, so we have another park playground that matches up. It's exactly the same. So it'll allow us. Initially, a few years ago, we had transferred some money into capital improvements to replace the playground. But with this opportunity coming, we can use those parts to salvage the other playground for a few years if we need to. So it'll help us sustain the two playgrounds here.
Which is good. And then the last one, I just want to make sure that our walking path is a continuous loop, not. It looks like right now it actually stops at the driveway and drops off. If we can make it continuous where we're not going into the roadway or anything like that, I think that would be great for circulation around that park. It'll be really, really nice to have that amenity next to the city.
Well, it's something we've got just now that we've taken over in-house baseball, just getting people up out
a lot easier. This will help with that. The high school doing soccer.
Find a way to make it that way, possibly, but I think this is great to have a continuous loop throughout this park. It's really nice to hopefully get it.
So.
Excellent. Other questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chrulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay, next item is the Riverfront Park East boat launch. We have A, B, and C. And I'll look for the motion here, and then we can talk about a little bit. So the motion is to approve the installation of the Riverfront Park East boat launch, to approve a professional design engineering services agreement with EEI, and to approve an ordinance authorizing the third amendment to the annual budget for the fiscal year commencing May 1st, 2019, and ending on April 30th, 2020, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Frieders and Cope. Give me a shot here. Okay, so this is for $20,000. Is that what you're estimating, correct? And that includes the engineering. Most of the work's going to be done in-house, if not all of it. What did I miss?
It'll all be done in-house.
Okay, it'll all be done in-house. What did I miss?
No, just on this point, this was actually money that we transferred in March of last fiscal year. Which the purpose of this song is we just noticed once we got the actual entire Riverfront development done, added new parking down there, we've seen a tremendous increase in efficiency, especially when you go north of the dam, we've kind of created their own area that's really not as safe to do it. So we thought we'd install this as well as hopefully maybe increase people coming out of the parking and then going north of the dam.
Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chrulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Planning and Zoning Commission, we have nothing. City Council report. We have an update on the old jail. There will be no action tonight, but Mr. Olson, you've had numerous conversations on this. Please update us.
So I'll start with the email that I sent to council last week. It's covered in the city council packet. So we realized when we started to figure out where the dividing line is between the parking lots to the north and the jail building that the existing parking lots on Madison Street are probably a third on the private property eventually, so we looked at two options there. One is that we could relocate all of the parking within the right-of-way, so none of it was within their property, which would require a little bit of work and some money, and you would either have no increase in parking spots if you'd be shipping them south if you kept the existing layout, or you may not be able to do that with the amount of roadway there. You might have to do parallel parking, which would then result in a decrease. So our proposal there, we've got 16 to 20 spaces on the north side, is to just allow them to use the two regular parking spaces and one ADA space currently for private parking so they'd be able to sign it and tow people restricted if they really wanted to. And then lease the city's portion of the right-of-way that extends those parking spaces. So that's one concept previously not thought of in the term sheet of the discussion. And then the second, which we discussed on the term sheet, involves the parking spaces to the east of the existing parking spaces. And the same concept would carry forward. If we're okay with extending the parking spaces to the east, we would then just lease those spaces as well. We might be able to get three spaces. I don't remember what the map and the pattern. Three or four spaces within the property that's adjacent to the jail designated. And two to four spaces parallel, depending on what the county does, because we also have property there. The parking lot is immediately north of those about their use of not only jail parking spaces for cat buses, but also the Wilson Kendall County property for that same. Trying to figure out if there's a way that we can improve that so that it's public parking or have public use, whether it's tearing down a building, whether it's just doing something with the existing parking lot, so that it's clear that it's public parking, striping it with a fair amount of grade there, so maybe leveling it off somehow, making it usable. And so that's kind of in play, something we have to figure out from an execution of the agreement. The update on our negotiations is the term sheet is still generally, or the terms within the term sheet are still generally the same. The one change that's come up just this afternoon actually was the front end ticket incentives, so giving them 100% of their property taxes during construction, and then the back end 10 year we're giving them 95 or 80, rather than say like it's variable depending on how quickly they complete the building. We settled on it, probably just easier for everybody to administer the agreement than for them to count on it, to just give them 5 years for 100% starting from like the day that we approved the agreement, and then 4 years, so we've actually got it listed up out here. So there's no variability in depending on their construction. And then that's, I think, the biggest change. I can't think of anything else.
But it doesn't change the dollar amount in this project. So it's just being specific as to when the city would be obligated to distribute their funds.
So that was a two-hour meeting. Then there were a bunch of other non-substantial changes to the agreement, just to better explain and implement the way that it goes. I've sent those changes back to the developer for review, so it's still a draft form. I'm hoping that by the end of the week, we'll sign off on it so that I can forward it to city council and public. And we do anticipate that it will be on the August 27th city council agenda for consideration.
Mr. Funkhauser?
Okay, so the change in the timing for the payouts, that doesn't change our initial payout for the $8,000, you know, correct?
Right.
Because we have the upfront initial payments. When it comes to the reimbursement, that is not going to be tied to any completion. It's just going to be date oriented.
So there's four upfront payouts, and then we'll call it 15 years of incremental payouts. The four upfront payouts have not changed. They still get $30,000 when they complete the roof, $50,000 when they complete the asbestos and lead removal, $17,500 when they complete the residential side of the building, and then $17,500 when they complete the commercial side of the building. So none of that has changed, and that's all based on trigger. So if they complete all that within, I don't know, 4 months, then they would get all that within 4 months. But they anticipate construction to take 2 years. It's the payouts of the increment generated from their property only, the non-guaranteed funds, are going to be set in stone. So we're going to say whatever they receive in, if anything, in summer of 2020, they get 100% of that. We don't think that that's going to occur based on the time of closing. But if it's $500 or $1,000, we'll turn around and rebate that to them at the end of 2020. So they get 5 years of 100%, so without regard really to timing of the construction. Other than we did say in there that they have to complete the building by 2023. We threw that out there. They said 2 years. We said we'll give you 3.5 years basically to complete it in case if something goes awry, and that you can't transition and get money on the back end with the 90, 85, 80s until the project is actually completed. So if they don't complete it for whatever reason, they get money while they're under construction, and then they don't get it in the back end. And then they wouldn't get whatever payouts on the front end that are triggered by completion of the building.
Other questions? Mr. Polk?
We were just talking about, so, and basically that means an assessor has to reassess it to increase that amount, right?
Correct.
And doesn't that lag a year?
Yes.
It does. So they would assess it based on 2019 ownership and improvements and then bill it out in 20. So that's why we don't think that the first year is going to be anything.
If it's all in 2020, does that say 21 then?
Yeah, it will say whatever is generated and payable in summer of 2020, they be rebated at the end of 2020. Whatever is paid on the property in 2021, you rebate to them at the end of 2021. So our guess is that they probably won't have an assessment for those 2 years.
Right.
But the agreement will be fixed to just say, I think last year is 2024, to just say, like, that's the last year we're giving them 100% of whatever.
that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Other questions, comments? Mr. Friedrichs?
Regarding parking over there, I don't have any preference since there's no home that's going to be interfering with it. So I think that's something where it's like, do what you got to do if you need years. That's a, you have to be creative because I know that, the Olson property is probably going to not be there very, you know, very much longer. But I think it makes more sense to be creative with the property that we have right there where you can figure out however you have to. But there would never be a point when you make all of the parking spots north-south, right? They're always going to be diagonal. Because stops wouldn't be able to fit like three extra ones in there. Because if you include that grass landing right there.
So we haven't talked about that. I don't know if there's the physical space to do it, if there was some other policy, you know, without the IDOT agreement that would permit it. I mean, I think that we'd be in favor of it from a city perspective. They came to us and wanted to restrain it that way.
Cool. Other questions, comments? Mr. Transier, you have Mr. Cole, please.
So with the CAT buses, what's their plan? Talk with them, are they going to relocate somewhere? Or? Yeah, so we talked about it really in two phases, and we kind of just volleyed the issue up for the county to respond and come up with a plan. But we had offered up, you know, we have numerous city parking lots and, you know, a few blocks radius that we said, you know, if it's two or three buses and it's, you know, an interim parking situation, we're okay with that. So, you know, ultimately, they probably need to find a better spot to permanently park those overnight, but, you know, if they needed to do it at the downtown bank building overnight every once in a while or some of the other parking spots, we saw that as an okay temporary use. But they were going to come back to us and say, like, there's two buses or five buses and we need it these days a week. So the office building for CAT is actually in the old courthouse. So they said, like, the closer it is to there, the better it is for our drivers to park and walk. So we'll see.
Do we know if the county has any plans on improving the drive-in parking spots on Main and Fox?
Adjacent to the county building?
Yeah.
So that has also been a topic of conversation because those parking spots are actually in the right-of-way. And historically, the city has never improved them. And I don't know if that was verbal or, you know.
I was just talking about it.
Yeah.
It looks like Whispering Meadows last year.
Yeah, so Scott Keppel had raised that a couple weeks ago, and we said, you know, maybe we can append it on to a, you know, a future project or work something out with them. So we were going to make sure that there wasn't an agreement that said, like, they were supposed to pay for it or we were supposed to pay for it before we proceeded. But they did recognize that was an issue.
Cool.
But they saw it.
Mr. Peterson.
In lieu of public safety, is Mr. Rados, are you inspecting each gate, like the roof and the asbestos, lead, all the abatement?
Yes, I'll be present for the whole thing. The building this age, whenever they pull demolition permit, it requires all their final forms or tipping forms for any of the waste goes through. And it'll also include their IAPA forms and the other the information from their contractor does the remediation work. Because we have to make sure that everything goes to its proper place. IAPA ever says, hey, we never saw this stuff. We can just hand them all the information and say, this is what they gave us, it's falsified, bring it up to them, and work on it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Other questions or comments? Mr. Olson?
Just wanted to reiterate, we talked about it at the committee meeting, the conversation about how this is portrayed to the public in a TIF deal. And the property is not generating any property taxes, so I just wanted to reiterate that. The intent is to get a viable for-profit developer in there that's going to generate property taxes that for, you know, the next 20 years are going to be either diverted to this property through the TIF agreement or to the city for redevelopment purposes. But the end result is a win. You get development of a building that, you know, has been threatened to be torn down for two decades by different groups, and at the end of the day, it will be returned to the tax rolls whenever the TIF is completed in whatever year it is.
Questions? Any further comments, questions? Excellent. Well, let's hope that's ready for a vote in 2 weeks. City clerk report?
No report.
Community and liaison reports, honey? No? Okay. Anything for staff?
I don't know if you want to talk about Mill Road.
That was next, but go right ahead if you want. Next on my additional business. So.
County's Highway Committee did have a discussion today with Bradley. He's going to give us a little update.
So with my understanding, there were several alternatives that were reviewed, several items that were discussed. It's my understanding that Fran Fox will be reaching out to the city to have a meeting and kind of discuss some of those options. But it's my understanding from our staff member who was at attendance that the preferred layout at the intersection would be more of a traditional intersection at Kalina and Kennedy, meaning stoplight. That would handle the traffic out the year 2050. And there was also a recommendation that the planned no-road alignment, as was originally planned, would stay. But they would also recommend that there be a roundabout at Kennedy and Mill, basically opposite the approach park. So that was the information that came about 5 o'clock this afternoon. Fran and I will be scheduling a meeting. I coordinated that with the staff and we did to meet that.
So it doesn't appear that the roundabout had initial legs, but that's still up for discussion. The bids for our Mill Road resurfacing were opened
Friday.
Monday, or Friday.
Yes.
And so the engineer's estimate for the county is $120,000. The low bid came in from Geneva Construction at $140,797.50. So $20,000 higher than they expected. That's the engineer's estimate is what it was based on. Our staff is looking at it to see how that compares with our last couple bids. Our sense is, and this is coming from Fran too, that they think that it's a little higher just because we did it in the summer. We want to get it done this year. That's what happened when we did the exam. But it was still within reason, most likely. It's going to be forwarded to the county board for approval, and then they were looking for our consent on whether that price was okay, whether we wanted to move forward with it. We told them that we would take it to the Public Works Committee next week, and then review that in the August 27th.
Questions or comments? Thank you both. Barry, you're reading my mind. I was next on my list, so I have no additional business now. Citizen comments? No citizen comments. So all we have left is executive session. There will be no action after executive session other than to adjourn. So anyone, including staff, who is not necessarily required for executive session, you're free to leave. You're also free to stay. I'm not kicking you out, but I'm giving you that option. Okay. So we have two items for executive session. The first is for litigation when action against affecting on behalf of particular public bodies can be filed and is pending before court or administrative tribunal. The second is for the appointment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion
to go into executive session. Thank you. Is there one?
Sure.
By Mr. Transier, second by Mr. Peterson. This does require a roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Bunkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Present.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
6-0-1. No, 6-1-1. Still carries.